Sherry.
And I'm Sadie.
And this is
Dark Humor.
Today we've got a special guest with us.
One of our performers.
Colin.
Hi, I'm Colin.
Hey.
Hey.
Colin, what do you do outside of improv?
Anything.
Anything.
I recently renovated my home office, which might sound like nothing, but I had to tear out a built-in wardrobe and I had to plaster the whole ceiling because it was like covered in architects and stuff.
That's actually pretty cool.
I can't believe you did something else other than improv.
What?
So I might just quit improv and be a plasterer.
I think it's probably more lucrative.
Did you find that improv helped you with that?
Yes. Yeah, I feel like I've played various different jobs.
You make lots of noises, like different kind of tradesmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equally, you can now diagnose many medical conditions.
If someone needs me to like represent them in a legal case, I've actually done that in a few scenes.
Wow. Colin, you've got a piece of fan mail to read out to us.
Oh, yes.
More fan mail. Thanks, guys. Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
So this is from Dennis Coulthard, who has been in touch. And Dennis
said their name. Whoa!
Usually it's anonymous, but I'm glad. Oh, maybe it's like to throw us off the scent.
Pseudonym.
Yes.
Let's just call him
Dennis. You can't see him, but he's doing air quotation marks.
Open quotes, Dennis Coulthard.
That's true.
Close quotes.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Let's just call them anonymous. This is from anonymous. They write. Hi, love the podcast. Been listening since the beginning. My question is for Scott. Is the soup that you sell on the show website, the branded Dark Humor soup that you sell? It says on the website that you cook that entire soup during the recording of the podcast. And my question is, how do you keep it so quiet? Lots of love. Love the show. Anonymous.
Dennis Coulthard.
Well, Scott, you're up.
Wait, I'm here? Oh.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, I was here the whole time.
We get a lot of questions about that. A lot of letters, but I thought this week we should probably read one of them out.
We do. The trick is I use an induction hob.
Ooh.
Which doesn't make as much noise as a gas hob. It's pretty simple.
Nifty.
Thanks, Dennis. I mean, anonymous.
And there you go, mystery solved.
Mystery solved.
Wow.
All you listeners out there who are wondering about Scott's soup.
So $7.99 on the website. Get it while it's
hot.
I mean, it's not going to be
get
hot.
Get it while it's hot.
To you, but
hot and quiet.
Hot and quiet. Mm. All right, well.
Nothing else for it.
Enjoy.
Enjoy
the show!
We want soup.
A word is elbow.
Elbow.
And here we are watching the World Elbow Snooker Championships. For those of you who might be new to elbow snooker, it is where instead of using a snooker cue, the men use their elbows.
Tired of not being able to unscrew your nuts? Well, come on down to the Monkey Grease Emporium, where a lick of our oil will unscrew any hard-stuck nut.
Now, if your elbow's been hurting, that could be a sign of tennis elbow. There's some very good remedies for that. You know, if you get rosemary oil and just mix 1 tablespoon of rosemary oil in some water, dilute that 100 times, that will fix any ailment for your elbows. But don't drink it if your knees hurt. That will make your knees hurt more.
Now, if you look closely here, I forgot we're on radio, you can't see. Anyway. what I'm doing is I'm getting the grease right into the corner of the baking tray. This is so that it's easier to get the flapjacks out once they're cooked. Otherwise, you'll have a hell of a job washing out the tray. I've done that many times in my life, I have to tell you. My husband, he was not a very good cook. Oh, sorry, I'm getting off the top of the top.
I'm gonna train my hardest.
Hey, Rocky, I can't hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm gonna train my hardest.
Rocky, I don't hear you. You gotta speak up, boy.
I'm gonna train my hardest, and I'm gonna win that arm wrestling tournament and bring honor back to our family.
Rocky, you did me proud, but I gotta tell you, you're so scrawny, Rocky.
I'm gonna eat raw eggs every day!
Raw eggs? You're still gonna be scrawny, just full of eggs.
And in the studio today, we have Alex, who unfortunately had their elbows removed last year. Alex is here to tell us what life is like without elbows. Alex, thank you for joining us.
Well, you can't nudge people in the ribs quite as much as you used to. You know? I used to really like ribbing my colleagues. You know, I'd make a kind of wise crack and then I'd kind of nudge them in the ribs, and I can't really do that anymore. And you know, it's been kind of sad. So if people could send me, you know, a bit of money, a bit of support, then you know, I'd really appreciate that. You know.
Hi. I'm Guy Garvey from the band Elbow, the world's most boring band. Welcome to my radio show, the world's most boring radio show. If you're still listening, then good.
And we're here today with Dr. Schlumpf to answer the year-old question, why is it called the funny bone when you hit it, it's anything but? Well, Dr. Schlumpf?
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very pleased to be here. And not a lot of people know this, but it's called the funny bone not because it's funny for you, but because it's funny for all your friends to see you writhing in pain.
And I'm standing here just outside the concert where the knees are literally up in arms because there is only room for elbow. That's elbow room only. And the knees are claiming discrimination against them for being a joint but not an elbow joint. What do you think about that, knees?
Throw those curtains wide. One day I can see you, we'll see me right. And that was Elbow, the most exciting new band on the scene.
And I say unto you, Timothy chapter 10, verse pi, raise your elbows to the Lord. For that is the most vulnerable part, and he will see your vulnerability. My congregants, think upon these words, and raise your elbows with me, and say, Amen.
Someone stole my wallet!
Thing is, the elbows, I mean, the cowards don't have any elbows. That's really affecting their mobility, and it's a problem across the whole countryside. You see, and that's really where the milk shortage comes from. It's a mutation. I think it's something in the water.
But wouldn't you say that cows do still have knees, so they shouldn't be a problem?
Well, they got knees. They don't have elbows. They don't have. It's because they don't have arms.
Welcome to the Medical Hour, and today's hot topic is tennis elbow, a thing of the past. Snooker elbow, very in this year. Very, very painful ailment, causes a large swelling of the elbow from hitting hard snooker balls too hard with your elbow. We've got a few guests on with us today. Terry, would you say snooker elbow, self-inflicted?
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
I need to hang up my chalk. I need to quit my career. I
knew it. I knew this was coming.
My elbow keeps breaking out in the rash.
Let me tell you it something, hurts. Kid. I don't care. I don't care whether you got a rash on your elbow, on your man bits, on your boobs. You could have a rash wherever, and that's... You're a quitter if you're a quitter, and it's not to do with the rash.
But it hurts.
I don't care.
Ow.
That's supposed to hurt. You're gonna quit on being my best, or are you just gonna suck it up like a not quitter?
Hey, coach, they just put the sign up for the big tournament, the big arm wrestling tournament.
No, don't interrupt me, boy.
Ow.
Go away. Listen.
I want to quit.
I heard you the...
Ow!
I'm about to give you some life advice. And you gotta listen. And which is...
Don't... Hey, coach, I brought in some ice for... I'll use it myself.
Not while I'm talking. Now, son.
Can I have some ice, please? Ow!
Listen to me. Don't quit. What?
I've got a FedEx parcel for you here.
ow! Sorry, I'll sign.
What was that for?
You want some ice?
I want some ice.
So you've got no elbows?
No.
You don't.
What do you not understand? I had chronic elbow pain, so they just removed them. It's a simple procedure.
Yeah, you're a goalkeeper for a Premier League football team.
I don't see how that should affect my performance at all. It's all my jumps are always like arms outstretched. They're just pre-stretched now.
You'd done this the day before. It's the semi-final.
Look, I'm just gonna wave my arms like a fan, like really fast, and they're just not gonna be able to get anything through.
Okay, like I mean,
it's a very very quick recovery time, like a procedure being done this morning, and the match tomorrow. So that's how simple it is. Maybe you should get it done too.
We cut to after the match.
Holy shit.
Amazing, right?
23-0? Amazing?
I mean, amazing that I can still, I blocked one.
Welcome everyone to the Church of Latter-day Elbows. No doubt notice that our congregation has been dwindling somewhat of late. Mm. I wondered if you might all have an idea for how we can bring more people into worshipping elbows.
I have an idea. Sweeties? Give them free sweeties at the door. People like sweeties.
That's a good idea, Pastor.
Thank you.
It might be good for their joints. Possibly.
I'm no doctor, but people like sweeties.
Yes.
I think we should hide things round corners, and then when they use their elbow, they'll be reminded of how great their elbows are.
Ah, the divinity of elbows, indeed.
Mm.
I was thinking, perhaps we could get a larger room, because it's only 4 feet by 6 feet in here, and it's very, very cramped.
It is cramped.
That's what reminds us of our Lord, because our elbows are all touching.
Dear diary, today a strange man tried to sell me some grease, saying that it could help with DIY. It was nice of him, but I was having my hair done, and he came out of nowhere. Love, Sandra, 20 years old.
Dear diary,
Today, a man came out of nowhere and recommended I put grease into my sandwich instead of mayonnaise or butter. He said, it's just as good as mouth lube as mayonnaise. And I don't know where he came from, and it kind of scared me.
Dear Diary, something awful happened today. I was cycling my bike, and a man stepped out in front of me. He slipped on some grease. I ran him over with my bike. I killed a man, Diary. I killed a man. All I have left is the little tub of grease that he had, and a collection of children's letters. What does this mean? Diary? Diary?
Alright, get in here. Fine, you wanna quit?
Yeah.
You can quit.
Okay.
I also wanna quit.
How?
If you wanna quit, there's a formal procedure. In which you gotta sign some paperwork.
Hey, the rest of you guys get in here if you wanna quit.
I wanna quit.
I wanna quit.
Oh! Anybody else wanna quit?
Hey, what's going on here? It's me, the boss. Oh, you don't hit me. I'm your boss.
Oh. Fair enough, boss. Sorry. Anybody else wanna quit?
Hey, you know the signal. You quit, you get hit.
You quit. You get hit.
It's written on the sign up in my office.
Don't let that stop anybody from quitting smoking, which you should do.
Hey, boss. Can I? Ow.
Sorry.
Good work.
Thank you. Ow.
I never learned to read because I spent all my growing up learning to snooker, and I want to quit.
Did you quit learning how to read?
Yeah. Ow.
Good work.
Well, that was a long day at the Church of Latter-day Elbows.
It certainly was.
I feel like I'm a bit out of place here without my elbows now, but I hope I can still be accepted into the congregation.
He's an atheist, Father. He doesn't believe.
I just don't have elbows.
He literally cut the Lord out of his body.
We're a very open church here. It's okay. Come in, my son.
Yes, but Father, I mean, I'm all for liberalizing the church, but this goes too far.
This heathen has no elbows, Father.
No elbows at all.
I heard he hang out with other people with no elbows.
My son, disgusting. Is this true?
Yes, you with the sausage meat arms.
It's called a support group of people that don't have elbows anymore.
Please don't stoop to such low name-calling, Pastor John.
And it's one of the things we talk about. People calling us names.
Does this gentleman not have knees? Does he not have joints in his fingers? Is he not human?
We are not here for knees. We're here for elbows, as God intended.
Father, I fear that he may not be the only one. This lady does protest too much.
What?
Do we know that she has elbows?
Roll up your jumper! Roll up your jumper right now!
How dare you!
God, it's like two bloody water balloons floating around!
And it is written that God made man in his own image, including elbows. They without elbows are heathens and shall be cast into the darkness.
Hermit of the Elbow has come to our church. Everyone kneel down.
Billy,
Billy the goalie. I just wanted to say, after the last match, that I'm your biggest fan, and nobody can tell you that you're not a good goalie because you let 23 goals through.
I really appreciate that. I really hope that you remember the one that I didn't let through.
I remember it because it was beautiful.
Hey, Billy, get off the step. You've been fired. We're locking the doors.
What do you mean you're locking? I still have fans. I'm still part of the team.
Hey, I'm Billy's biggest fan.
Billy's a loser.
No,
he's out of here.
You're a loser.
There's that Billy the goalkeeper. He's terrible. He sucks.
No.
And anyone who likes him sucks too.
No,
Billy, your sausages are nonsense. Get out of here.
No.
Hey, like, just, I've had a medical operation. You can't be discriminating against me for that.
This is a protected
We're football fans. We'll discriminate against much worse things than that.
I've put a signed football by you on eBay, and it's been dragging for the last 17 days without a single bid.
Oh.
You're worth nothing.
He's worth nothing. He's worth nothing.
You suck.
You suck.
Nothing.
I'm just getting used to my elbowlessness.
Hot dogs.
I made a 90-minute film following your exploits on the pitch. And nobody wanted to watch it. Nobody came to the cinema to see it.
You suck.
What was the 90-minute exploit?
You're ruining football. You're ruining independent cinema.
Hey, I'll watch that film. What's that film called?
Oh, farmhands. It's been a bad crop this year. I blame it on the bad omen, the elbowless cow that crossed my field. I should have seen it coming. It cursed us all.
We should have blown its head off.
Let's not overreact.
I'm open to suggestions of more things we should have done to the elbowless cow to appease the cruel god.
We should have cast him in gold.
We should have driven to the top of the mountain and said a prayer to Zeus, and then slit its throat. We should have said, don't have a cow, man.
We should have given it elbows.
We should have poked its eyes out.
Whoa. Hey. Come on. Like, I know there's no wrong answers here, but...
That was wrong.
That was a bit...
Yeah.
All right, then. We should have poked one eye out.
Yeah.
What's that in your pocket?
Ring.
He's just happy to see us. All right, church congregants, I'm here. I've been called by the great hermit because you need some discipline.
I don't believe in God.
Wow. Yes, you do. Who's next in line for the blessing?
I don't have elbows. Ow.
Who's next?
I have elbows.
Ah!
It is written... Talk shit, get it.
Talk shit, get it. And that's our show.
Shibuya, yeah, roll call. Shibuya, yeah, Shibuya, roll call.
My name is Shari.
Yeah. Yeah.
This ain't my house.
No.
I eat crisps everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a mouse. Roll call. Shibuya, yeah, yeah. Shibuya, roll call. Shibuya, yeah, yeah. Shibuya, roll call.
My name is Sadie.
Yeah.
And I am sweating.
Yeah.
On my... armpits.
Yeah.
Leak is Latin.
Roll call. Shibuya. Yeah, yeah. Shibuya, roll call. Shibuya. Yeah, yeah. Shibuya, roll call.
My name is Rachel.
Yeah.
I ate a quiche.
Yeah.
And when I do that,
yeah,
I feel so rich.
Roll call. Shibuya. Yeah, yeah. Shibuya, roll call. Shibuya. Yeah, yeah. Shibuya, roll call.
My name is Charlie.
Yeah.
And I have a flat.
Yeah.
When I'm in my flat,
yeah,
I feel like a bat.
Roll call! Shibuya! Yeah, yeah, Shibuya, roll call! Shibuya! Yeah, yeah, Shibuya, roll call!
My name is Baldi.
Yeah.
And it's still sunny.
Yeah.
And I am here.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny.
Roll call! Shibuya! Yeah, yeah, Shibuya, roll call! Shibuya! Yeah, yeah, Shibuya, roll call!
My name is Julia.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't have some.
Yeah.
Can I have some cheese?
Roll call! Shibuya! Yeah, 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 Shibuya, roll call! Shibuya! Yeah, yeah, Shibuya, roll call!
Yay! Whoa.